Hi, this is Jenny White, the host of the Business Growth Podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and high-level executives to learn best practices, how to grow your business from a variety of different industries and verticals. Anyone and everyone can get knowledge from this show, and we're excited to have you here.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Jenny White with the host of the Business Growth Podcast. I'm here with Jason Sieber, founder and CEO of several amazing brands, one of them being Wine Spies, and the newest one being Goldmine Adaptogens, an amazing mushroom fruit body product that he's going to be sharing with us today, his story about how he got started. And we're so excited to have you here, Jason. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jenny. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on. And, you know, I always love chatting with you.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we've had some fun convos already. So, Jason, you have an amazing, I don't even know where you want to begin. You have such a cool track record. First, if you want to get started by telling us a little bit about this Goldmine product, I'm very excited to be trying it. This one is the one that has ginger, assists for immunity. I love, as you know, everything about adaptogenic herbs, nutrition, health and wellness. And I think what you've done here with this product is something really unique. And so if you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about how you got started with this and what is the plan for Goldmine?
Yeah, Goldmine is it's a small family owned company. It's an emerging brand that started in 2018. It was founded by a woman in San Francisco named Rachel Gorgestani, and she was a tech worker suffering from bad burnout. But she had a lot of herbal knowledge of, you know, plant medicine and things like that. And she sat down in her kitchen one day and said, look, I've got to do something to make a change here. I'm going to take my knowledge of herbal medicine and I'm going to play around. And she blended two blends. The one you had in your hand there is the Super Shroom blend, which is the immune boosting formula. That's the one I take, you know, cold and flu season to keep my immunity strong. And if I feel a cold coming on, I will double dose it. It's got a nice ginger flavor. It can be mixed with anything. I just take mine in hot water, but people add it to tea or coffee or smoothies or salads or pizza dough or anything. It's very, very flexible.
Okay.
So
cool.
We came across the brand at the end of 2021, and we weren't really ready to buy another brand, but we loved it so much that we did it. We bit the bullet. We bought the brand. Rachel was moving on to another really cool venture that she's currently working on. Rachel is still a minority owner of the company. And today the company is owned by my wife, who's from Venezuela, and my daughter, who had been working at Facebook. And I yanked her away from that because she wanted to be doing good in the world. She practices witchy herbal medicine as well. And so already had a ton of institutional knowledge. Yeah. around mushrooms and herbal medicine. And, you know, if for anyone watching, please watch. And I know that you've watched this documentary, Fantastic Fungi. Mm-hmm. Will tell you the most miraculous things about mushrooms that you never knew. Mushrooms are really fascinating organisms. They are much more like humans on a genetic level than they are like plants, which is crazy. It's really weird to think about. But they have a lot of power. They have a lot of really positive, powerful effects. The other blend that we have is the adaptogen blend, and that one is geared more toward mood support and just in general the way adaptogens work in the body. And adaptogens, by the way, are a class of herbs, mushrooms, or roots that bring the body's systems back to a state of balance, or in fancy words, homeostasis. Mm-hmm. If you have elevated cortisol because you have a lot of stress, it'll bring you down. If you're feeling low, it'll bring you up. And it takes all of the body's systems and brings everything back into a state of harmony. And and that's really great. And so, you know, today the company is in almost 50 Whole Foods stores. We're in about 150 other U.S. retail stores. We're in airport stores. Airport is a great place to be because travel is stressful. It can be hectic and stressful. So, yeah, we're really proud to be serving a pretty large number of stores. And today we are working on building out the wholesale network and focusing more on generating internal content, because I really believe that the way for a brand to connect with an audience is through storytelling, opportunities like this to talk, you know, very authentically about one's brand so that the folks watching can really connect with the brand and understand what their values are, understand what their ambitions are. And, you know, we're, again, yeah. we're a small family owned company. I'm actually not even an owner of the company. I work on a volunteer basis because I believe in this company. I have other companies that operate without me, including, as you mentioned, Wine Spies, which I founded in 2007. That company is killing it. And yeah, I'm just having a great time. I love creating. I love building. Yeah. And I just want to keep doing that forever.
Yes, I foresee that you will. Wine Spies is an incredible brand. I couldn't, actually was surprised that I hadn't heard about it until I met you. Because I would have thought it would have come across my radar at some point. My friends and I, you know, we enjoy wine. I have a lot of friends that are sommeliers, or in the restaurant industry, or even in the distribution side of things. So what you've done with Wine Spies for something like 17 years now is built out an incredible, really a community of people that are loyal customers. And I think that is one of the things that most impressed me when we spoke the first time about how you built up this basically give back, continue to give and continue to bring those clients back to you on a continual basis. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, Wine Spies, as I said, was founded in 2007. And the general premise is we very carefully vet the wines that we sell, meaning that we convene a tasting panel every week and we taste through maybe 30 or 40 different wines. And the seven that we are going to sell that week, we have a 24-hour sale in which we shine a spotlight on a wine. It sells for 24 hours and we sell as much as we can. And when the wine sells out or the clock strikes midnight, the sale is over. And at midnight, the next sale begins. So, you know, the wines
so
that we sell.
How do we get... We need to sign up for this email list then, right? We need to get on this rotation.
Yeah, it's free to join. It's not even a membership. It's a buy as you go sort of model. You can put bottles into a virtual locker, meaning that when that locker is full, then it ships to you for free. And it's a great way to buy wine. It's a great way to discover new wines. And you can, when you buy, you buy with the assurance that if you don't love it, like we did, if it's not as described in our listing, then you can ask for a credit or even a refund, and you know, no questions, we'll take care of you. And so, you know, on the basis of over delivering on value and customer service and all of those things, we've, as you said, managed to build this really thriving community of very loyal customers. We have customers who have purchased from us as many as 300 or even 400 times since they have been with us, which is tremendous.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, we have 1 year lifetime values in the four digits, which is incredible for the wine industry. It beats almost every wine club I've ever heard of, except for some of the very, very most expensive, most elite sort of wine clubs. But yeah, we're super proud of what we built, and I have an incredible team led by our CEO there, Agent Crew. In the wine business, we all have agent names at Wine Spies. I'm Agent Red. The CEO is Agent Crew, and we have a family of now a dozen agents.
And are your wines, are they all California based, or do you have international as well?
No, they're international as well. We go on buying trips ourselves, and we import directly, and so that gives us access to wines that the only way that they ever come into America is through us. Gives us an exclusive, which is really lovely, and it lets us really be very choosy, especially on those. Well, I mean, we're very, very choosy on every wine that we buy. But when we go to Europe, you know, we sit down with the producer and we taste through their wines, and we might buy an entire lot of a wine, and so we'll have a global exclusive on that wine. And you know, same thing in America. You know, the flash sale model is sometimes where old things go to die. Like, we're not where old wines go to die. We have wineries that give us new releases or exclusive access to a cellar wine, a library wine, stuff that's mm-hmm. only in the tasting room, not in broad distribution. Right. And it's, you know, because we've had long-standing relationships, and again, we over deliver on those relationships as well. When I founded the company, it was really the primary principle then was to make sure that everybody in the value chain, from producer the person making the wine to the, you know, the supplier. And often it's producer direct that we're buying, but the consumer, our employees, that everybody feels like they've walked away a winner in the transaction.
Yeah, that's one of the things I loved about our conversation last week when we were talking about the ways that you are taking the learnings from Wine Spies and re-engineering them towards the Goldmine adaptogens.
For sure.
The way that you want everyone to win and to experience the benefits. I think also that just goes to the fact that the company that you purchase, this Goldmine, this is such a superior product that people don't even, I think from a consumer perspective, depending on the level of the level of education that they had or the amount of information they've been able to glean from this sort of essentially what is sort of a new thing that's becoming more mainstream, is that people don't understand the difference between the fruiting bodies and the bulk mass of what is a lot of things that are available right now in the commercial market. If you want to kind of expound on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's an important distinction. You know, we have respected rivals in the space. I don't call them competitors. We have rivals that I really, truly respect that are making great products. But those products often are made from the mycelium, which is if a mushroom were a plant, the mycelium would be like its roots. It's the stuff that grows under the earth. And when you harvest the mycelium, you're harvesting it all alongside the stuff that it grows in, which is often oat or rice or even wheat, which is an allergen. You cut off the mushroom and the fruiting body of the mushroom usually goes to some culinary source. The fruiting body is everything that grows above the earth. And the mycelium gets ground up together with the substrate that it was grown in. And so if you look at a jar of our closest competitor, you'll see a 30 serving jar on the shelf at Whole Foods. Next to our 39 serving jar, and their jar is much larger, and that's because there's all kinds of other stuff in there. So,
like this is 39 servings. This jar
that's
right here,
39 servings. It packs a lot in.
Because
that.
It's all if you can see, this is just, but this is all fruiting body. This is not.
Yeah, we use
for lack of a better word, filler. I mean, it's not mycelium or anything.
That's right. We use the fruiting body of the mushroom, which is where all of the active ingredient or the majority of the active ingredient is stored in the mushroom. So you get a much greater concentration of a polysaccharide, which is another fancy word. It's got a polysaccharide called beta-glucan, and that's where the health benefit of the mushroom really resides in greatest concentration, is in that fruiting body of the mushroom. So ours are not just fruiting body, but they're sourced from regenerative farms, which means, and they're often sun grown outdoors on a log. And so not inside a shipping container in the dark. You know, these are natural.
And yes. And so much vitamin D then, because mushrooms actually absorb vitamin D. Like when I'm cooking, I'll take mushrooms, put them outside in the sun so that they regenerate that vitamin D, because that's one of the main, we're eating it for the beta glucan. But also for the vitamin, it's literally pure sunshine. Like when we eat fruits and vegetables, we are eating photosynthesis, which is the plant's metabolism but in mushrooms, it's different, right? Yeah. They are like one of the most perfect vessels to absorb that D3. So I think those are all really important distinctions.
Yes.
And I think going back to your storytelling and the facility that you have up there in Petaluma, to use as a test kitchen, to use as a content creation studio, to use as a storytelling hub. These are all parts of that really important storytelling that I think is going to be very exciting to watch the growth of Goldmine over the next few years.
Yeah. Yeah. We bought a 17,000 square foot building in Petaluma for the purpose of building various studios and set pieces around the building to use for storytelling, ultimately for our brands. And until we have enough brands that are going to be eating up all that capability, we're going to invite outside brands to come in, outside brands from the community. I'm a member of a national organization, a local chapter of a national organization called the Naturally Network, which is where all of the all of the natural food brands and products that you know and use every day, they are members of that organization. And there's a local chapter that's very vibrant that I'm very proud to be a member of. And I'm very proud that they've asked me to serve on the board coming in January. And thank you. I'm really excited about that. I hope I can, you know, contribute a lot and make an impact there. But one way to do that is to allow those companies that are all around us companies like Traditional Medicinals and Miyako's, and there's just a ton of just powerhouse, you know, old guard natural foods companies that are in the community. And so to be able to give them that as well, to help them elevate their message and elevate their own storytelling is really cool. So we're next thing we're building, we're doing a project in the building right now, but the very next thing is a podcast studio. So I look forward to being on this side of the microphone and maybe I'll interview you. Two-way street. Right.
of course. Anytime. Yeah. That's perfect for that facility and for all the brands. And I think, I mean, most people that I speak to, on this pod we're all kind of saying the same thing. And, what I love about it is like the veil has come off of pretty much everything, right? It's the fact that you have superior products, the fact that you care about the source, the origin, the trajectory of where that product comes from and what it goes through, and how people can benefit from everything that you're doing. Like, we're just looking at the end product, but there's a lot of thought and consciousness that goes into each step along the way. And I know that that's how you built Wine Spies as well. This is a little bit different because we're a little bit more on like the health and wellness side.
I think it all comes down to caring for people. And I think that's, exactly. You know, that's my duty to you as a human being, Jenny, is to make the world a better place for you and for Louis. Right. Where's Louis?
Oh, Louis, I had to put Louis in the room. He can't be trusted. He's a vocal 12-year-old.
Yeah, he's an awesome little dog. My dog. He's a dog.
I'll bring him on. I really want to get like a, it's funny, he wants to be like on the desk with me when I'm doing things. Yep. Like he used to be when he's a little bit heavier now though. So like I used to be able to have him on the desk.
I think he might make a good co-host.
I mean, I wanted to get like a side, like, you know, like a sidecar for like a motorcycle. I wanted to get one like a side desk for him so he could just kind of.
Awesome.
He looks like he's thinking about something deep most of the time. Right. So he probably is. It's going to freak me out someday when they figure out how to make animals talk, but interpret them. But so I just think that you have the winning formula. You know how to treat people. You know how to build brands around what people deserve. Okay. And what they need, which I think is pretty exciting when you think about all the success you had with Wine Spies and continue to have, and just parlaying that into this brand. And then the hub that you're creating at the content creation, the studio, it's called you have actually a concept around like the nucleus and then the
internally. Yeah. We haven't really unveiled a name publicly, but internally we're calling it Nucleus, and it's a useful construct. There are different entities within that construct. It's a shared services model. So all of the companies that we either start or build or buy, those companies will be part of Nucleus, and then there will be entities within that construct that support them, like a marketing entity, a web or technical services entity that does things like AI development or application development. And by the way, I've really doubled down on AI across all of my organizations, and it is a huge win for every organization and for every employee that embraces it. It just increases productivity pretty significantly, and In Wine Spies land, it's done things like lower the customer service burden by a great deal. And so I'm a big fan of that. Anyway, Nucleus is something that's probably going to see, more activity in 2024. And I'll keep you posted as things develop on that front.
Okay. So if you're a brand and you're located in or around Petaluma, Santa Rosa, those types of areas, contact Agent Red, AKA Jason. You can find them on LinkedIn under, I'll include your LinkedIn link on the description for the podcast. It's Jason Sieber, Seeber. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And, you can find them on LinkedIn. You can please go sign up for the Wine Spies, newsletter so that you can get those flash sales. Cause that's just like crazy deals. It's amazing. And check out the mushroom brand Goldmine Adaptogens. I'm going to start taking it soon, so I'll be sharing my story about how this impacts me, but I absolutely
please do.
I love everything you're doing. Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, Jenny, nice spending time with you again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll see you in your pod studio next.
All right, cheers. Thanks.